Irish Distillers is closely connected to the communities and neighbourhoods in which it operates. Community Spirit is a three-part series that celebrates three different community groups that Irish Distillers is proud to support. In each episode, you'll meet the founders of each community group and hear how their passion is helping to make a real difference.
ICE is on the ground, you know, we're all first responders, as we call ourselves.
In this episode of Community Spirit, we travel to Dublin's inner city to meet with the founder behind Inner City Enterprise, a charity that helps unemployed locals to begin again.
I suppose what motivated me to get ICE off the ground was the fact that some had so little and some had so much.
My name is Julian Clancy, and from Irish Distillers, this is Community Spirit. Irish Distillers, Jameson Distillery, Bow Street, has always been a proud member of Dublin's inner city community since 1780. Since 2012, Irish Distillers has supported the work of the Inner City Enterprise, or ICE. Now, ICE is a charity that has helped set up local social enterprises right across the city of Dublin since 1991. And one of its oldest clients is Sunflower Recycling.
And when we were trying to set this project up, people thought we were mad. They just thought we were mad.
Set up way back in 1995, Sunflower Recycling originally started operating in the north inner city of Dublin, where it worked with the long-term unemployed. It was founded by Bernie Walsh. And according to Bernie, the key to its success has always been working closely with the local communities it serves.
It was kind of word of mouth. It was getting a couple of people involved, what I call street champions. If you get one or two people in an area that believe in something, then they're the ones that spread the news. The gossip, I always find the gossip.
Sunflower Recycling was groundbreaking when it started. Not only was it one of the very first recycling businesses in Ireland, but it also worked and trained exclusively with local unemployed people, people who had been underestimated all their lives.
We ran a horticultural programme in the middle of Dublin all them years ago. It was brilliant. And they all got a diploma in horticulture. These were people with no gardens. They were living in flats. They'd window boxes. When you think of the knock-on effect of that, and some of them had never got a certificate for anything in their whole lives. And then they were able to say, look where I got, up, framed and up on the wall.
Bernie grew up in the north inner city. Now, this is a place where you could have three generations of the same family living in the same house and all of them unemployed. So when Bernie started Sunflower Recycling, she was passionate about trying to break that cycle.
A lot of them think like, oh, I would never be able to do anything like that. They come in for an interview and you say to them, what can you do? Nothing. What would you like to do? Don't know. And then 2 years later, they're demanding from the other side of the desk that they get extra training and this and extra training. And you've taught that person that they have a role and they can do something very useful within their community. And they're not unintelligent, they're just uneducated. It's empowering people in that way.
Back in 1995, when Bernie set up Sunflower Recycling, it was with help from ICE, the Inner City Enterprise.
Inner City Enterprise were there really from the very start because Ivan was one of the people who kind of advised me when we were setting up.
Over the years, ICE has helped over 1,500 sole traders as well as several social enterprises like Sunflower Recycling, providing them with advice, funding, mentoring, as well as a chance to meet up and network with other social entrepreneurs.
I think maybe that's the thing of somebody starting on their own. They don't have that person to bounce the ideas off. Their idea is great, but it needs to get little bits of shape on it. The hard edge is knocked off. And that's where ICE comes in, I think.
ICE is all about the passion of getting something off the ground that really has such a good impact on others. And, you know, my staff laugh when I say it's about helping people achieve their dream. But it is.
Just like Bernie, Ivan Kilmurry is a go-getter. As the founder of Inner City Enterprise and its current CEO, she's a bit of a dreamer, but Ivan is also the kind of person who turns those dreams into reality.
That you're taking somebody off the, you know, the dole of the unemployment and you're actually helping them get a business off the ground. And it's really trying to give somebody a belief that's saying, yes, you can actually do it.
The story of Inner City Enterprise begins way back in 1991. Now, this was a time when unemployment in Ireland was at an all-time high. Ireland's IFSC hadn't even been built yet and was just green fields. For a lot of unemployed young people living in the inner city of Dublin, there was little chance of finding a job.
And back in those days, if you were living in that area, you never put your own address if you're looking for a job. It was always the Aunt and Tantar for somebody in Rathfarnham. So, I mean, it was very different.
At the time, Ivan was working in an unemployment centre in the north inner city as a woman's officer. Every day, she dealt with unemployed people coming in looking for help. But what she also saw was that they were also looking for a way to help themselves.
Loads of women were coming in saying, God, you know, how do we get a business off the ground? And of course, there was no way at the time. They certainly wouldn't get a loan from the bank. They had no contacts. They didn't have the contacts. And that was why, with me, if there's a backstory to ICE, it's about utilising the resources of the private sector, of which they have numerous amounts, to get them engaged with community, show how good community is, show how they can help people get businesses off the ground.
What Ivan was talking about was an organisation that would bring together an unemployed person with an idea for a business, together with somebody from the private sector who could advise them how to get started. Today, the concept of social enterprise is well known, but back in 1991, nobody knew if it would work.
And it makes me laugh when Bernie said they thought I was mad getting sunflower off the ground. All my mates definitely thought I was absolutely batty as well, because they were saying, how are you going to get an unemployed person to actually get up and actually get a business off the ground?
Ivan threw herself into putting together a team that would later become the board for the Inner City Enterprise.
I mean, I worked really hard on putting together a very good board. Literally, Fred O'Donovan. Fred was Director General at the time of RTE, and we got him through another contact. Harry Crosby, I fell over by accident, literally walking along Sheriff Street. I said, Jesus, that's Harry Crosby. And he was only getting the Point Depot off the ground at the time. So, it was getting the people. And once I had the credibility behind me, it was like there was no stopping us.
Once Ivan had convinced the private sector to come on board, they applied for some government funding, and in 1992, ICE started operating from a very small office on Lower Gardiner Street. Its aim was simple: to help local unemployed people start up the business for the very first time.
I remember there was one natural stone carpets, husband and wife down from Christian Patricia, down from East Wall, and I mean, they did it from their home. Absolutely amazing business. And to see them making it and then getting a warehouse, really being successful and making a lot of money. I mean, that was the kind of thing that kept me going, you know.
For the next 14 years, ICE helped local unemployed people in the city centre start up over 2,500 businesses.
We were all strong individual business hands-on advice and support, free mentoring. And then at the time, we had a small revolving loan fund, so very small, very, very low interest rate. And we also then, it was always about networking, bringing people together.
Now, not every business succeeded, but unemployed people gained valuable skills and, more importantly, the courage to begin again. It was an exciting time for Ivan, but it came with its own challenges.
Now, we hadn't a bean, and I mean, literally, we had zero money. And I look back and I say, how the bloody hell did I survive? But I did. You know, I might have been on tins of beans and things like that. But, you know, you're on a buzz. And I don't think I've ever got off that buzz of, I want to do this. I really want to help people. And this is a good way of doing it.
By 2006, Dublin was unrecognisable from when ICE had started 14 years earlier. We were bang in the middle of the boom. The Celtic Tiger meant that Ireland had the third lowest unemployment rate in the EU. This meant that there wasn't as many unemployed people looking to start up their own business. So the decision was taken to scale down ICE. 6 years later, in 2012, it was a very different story.
The recession was absolutely brutal, and everything was going down the swanny, everything.
The financial crisis in 2008 became a recession, which then became a depression, so that by 2012, unemployment was actually higher than when ICE had first begun back in 1991. Ivan knew that they needed to scale up ice again. But this time, it needed to serve the entire city. Dublin is made up of lots of different community groups, all of which operate separately from each other. So getting everyone on board was going to be difficult.
The Liffey is the divide. The north side wouldn't talk to the south side. Northeast wouldn't talk to northwest. Southeast and southwest, poles apart. So I said, the first thing we need to do is, ice is going to be citywide. We need to take the politics out of it all. So we managed to get everybody into a room, said, you know, leave your sawn-off shotguns outside the door. We're just going to talk about enterprise. And there was a kind of a general consensus. Yes, ice is really needed.
This new version of ICE applied for a government grant to get started, but what they really needed was a big player from the private sector to come on board. And that's where Irish Distillers came in.
Yeah, so I was trawling through the papers one weekend and I saw then a photograph and an interview with Anna Mulhacay, who was the CEO of Irish Distillers. She was talking about, I suppose, the passion and the integrity about of the industry, the whiskey industry, and entrepreneurial literally rang from the pages. And I thought, that is somebody I would love to have involved. I saw they were actually in Smithfield. And sure, I knew Irish Distillers in Smithfield, who doesn't? And I thought, God, maybe that's a connection.
Yvonne wrote a handwritten letter to Irish Distillers, telling them about her plans for ICE and looking for a meeting. 2 weeks later, she found herself in the office of the then CEO of Irish Distillers.
Well, we talked about ICE and I said, look, you know, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to get this off the ground. I said, it's not easy. And I said, look, I said, you know, the funding obviously is hugely important because we don't have any. But I said, more than that, I said, the mentors and the business expertise. And very few people at that time had heard of social enterprises. But she knew all about them. I said, oh my God, that's amazing. And then I thought, oh my God, you know, would she ever come on the board? She paused and she looked at me and said, yes, I'll do it.
Yvonne got financial support from Irish Distillers to help restart the charity. But what she also got was something that was way more valuable.
With Irish Distillers, they ran a course of marketing and sales and branding, which were hugely popular. So, I mean, there was a lot of that. There were several mentors along the way. So, I mean, it was pulling some of their people towards us. And it meant something to Irish Distillers to be involved. So it was that feeling of involvement with the company that hugely helped.
Once Irish Distillers came on board, it was easier to attract more blue chip companies. And today, Inner City Enterprise is a thriving organisation. Since 2012, it's supported over 1,200 startup social enterprises and provided training to over 200 social entrepreneurs. Over the years, Irish Distillers has been proud to play host to the Inner City Enterprise Awards at the Jameson Distillery Bow Street. But for Ivan, things are only getting started.
This is going to be another office here. I've got about 5 or 6 anchor tenants.
This year, Inner City Enterprise signed a lease for a brand new headquarters, located just around the corner from Irish Distillers' Jameson Distillery in Bow Street.
This is going to be a stud wall being knocked down here. This will be another office. This is a nice bright area actually here.
Now, this is a huge building located across 3 floors on Constitution Hill. And Ivan has ambitious plans.
In beyond that wall is another big space. And what I'm going to have is a maker space, a craft maker space. So we've had loads over the years. We've had jewellers and potters. They've been really talented, but they have been able to afford their own equipment. And they couldn't rent space. So that's going to be, I'm going to have all the equipment there and have the local people making.
What kind of impact do you think, you know, having a space like this will affect on the local community, on the local neighbourhood?
I think it's going to bring a community together. And there is no focal point at the moment, and that's what we need. And in fact, the first thing I will do is, when we have this place up and running, I'm going to have a tea party, and I'm going to invite everybody from the flats, all the businesses around, and the heads from the King's Inns in. I want everybody together and mixing and saying, look, we're all doing this together.
It's never easy starting a business or building a brand from scratch. But when it comes to what drives both Ivan Kilmurry from Inner City Enterprise and Irish Distillers, it turns out they have a lot in common.
It's funny, I was looking back to the days with Jemison. His motto at the time was, live a bit more, fear a bit less. That could be ICE's motto. It is about living a bit more, and it is about mastering your fear and saying, look, what's the worst can happen? Okay, it can fail. But the overall win that you will get if you succeed in something is so much greater than the odd bit of failure.
A huge thank you to Ivan Kilmurry from ICE and Bernie Walsh from Sunflower Recycling, who featured on this episode of Community Spirit. In our third and final episode of the series, we're travelling to the home of the world-famous Middleton Distillery to hear about a food festival that's bringing together local people to share their passion for locally sourced food and drink.
When you see the attendance to people's events, there's a good sense of achievement for us seeing other businesses and producers doing well from the festival.
Community Spirit is a three-part series from Irish Distillers and is hosted and produced by Julian Clancy.